This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Friday. How are we? You right, Will? No? Will, you got to speak?
Yes, I'm good, I'm good.
All right, play the bloody jingle then.
Drop it.
Yo.
Air Friday. Air Friday.
This is a new one. Oh. This goes on for about an hour and a half.
Yo, it's the Jack Mate Show. It's Friday, 4 o'clock. How are we doing, guys? You alright?
You're not bad, mate, not bad.
I went a bit Tony Blackburn there,
You were trying to figure out what time it was, and whilst trying to make it sound smooth. It's 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh, Will.
Yes, boys, how are you doing?
Mate? You're all over the place.
I'm alright now, just twisting some knobs.
Settle down.
Everyone good.
To everyone listening out there. I am Jack May. I'm joined by Tom Norris again to my left.
Hiya.
And Will across the table.
Hiya.
So,
it's begun. Round one, ding ding.
Firstly, what's this you just put on the table? Oh, I've just broken
it. You've broken my toy.
What is it?
It's a little Willy Lego toy from The Simpsons.
He's in this. Well, he's bringing props now, mate.
No, I didn't see that.
It was in my bag. I just thought, you know what? Put that on the desk. Random. I'm so nuts.
Employment is the topic of this week. Last week we had... What did we do last week?
We did festivals.
Festivals last week. Well, this week it's employment. We're going to be chatting about stories, about stuff that's happened at work and all
we
that.
Want you guys to email in with any stories of your best job or your worst job, or any embarrassing stories. Email us at
jack@fubarradio.com. Tom just knocked me there because you totally forgot the email, didn't you? Email us your work stories at jack@fubarradio.com.
Or you can tweet in
at FUBAR Radio, or you can tweet at Jack with two A's. Just going to apologise a little bit. I've got a bit of a cold, so I might be sniffling a little bit.
He's
for
such
me.
A hero, he's a warrior. He's a radio warrior.
Will, what are you signing to me? Because I've got no idea what
just,
you're...
What is your worst and your best and worst job? We're going to get that across today. What's been the worst one, but what's been the best one as well?
Oh, we've got some stories come up later on, haven't we?
Yeah.
So we've got those already pre-planned for later on, William.
I will just say, Will, when you sign stuff, I've got no idea what you're saying.
This is intellectual.
Shut up, mate. This isn't the most professional show in the world. Just the... That sounded like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The worst story, the worst job I ever had is, it's not even a bad job, to be fair, but it's the only normal job I've ever had, like 9 to 5, so to speak. I used to work as a waiter for Bella Italia, and I guess the best job I've ever had, in a nutshell, is what I do now, is being a YouTuber, being a slash presenter for both radio and video. It's just crazy, crazy times. What about yourself?
My worst job probably is more in retail, just being a sales assistant or stockroom boy. And then I enjoy my job doing videos, and also, well, this is kind of a job, Jack, in a way.
It is.
So in a way, well, I know where you're going. But yeah, in a way.
Can I still go there?
This is fun. You can go there if you want. Visit.
Tom loses money by coming in to do this. But Tom pays to be here. So,
yeah,
Will, you're earning, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Thank you for bringing that up, Jack.
Management listening. Be careful what you say.
What's the worst job you've ever had, Will?
I used to sell doors and windows via the phone.
Wow.
But it wasn't like your traditional call centre. It was just
door-to-door salesman and windows.
Door-to-window salesman.
Oh, yeah. But it was just literally the big, you know, the phones old people's get?
Yeah.
Old people's.
Yeah, go on.
Big buttons, and that was it, and then just used to piss people off.
Yeah.
Oh, especially the pensioners.
I can't see you being annoying. Anyway, I'll tell a little story of one of my employment stories.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my first job, standard job I think most people have, is doing a paper round. And some reason I managed to convince a friend of mine to share the morning round with me.
Mm.
So we'd split our £15 a week to £7.50 a week.
Ooh.
Just to let the lighten the load on me, because I felt a bit stressed.
How does it feel that paid more than this?
For 5 days, actually 6 days a week. In the morning, doing a paper round. Well, yeah, that's true. But then I found it very stressful. And every morning, I would wake up and I'd always have the same thing lying in my head, which sounds very bizarre. But I'd always run through this every morning. I wake up in my head when I woke up, and it would always be, "What was the goal of the season?" And it would always play in my head, Di Canio doing the scissor kick, scoring that goal.
What a goal!
Travis Sinclair to Di Canio.
Wait, goal. Will, why are you just going with this? This has nothing to do with.
No, but that's what I was so stressed out from my job. That I'd always have that in my head in the morning. I don't know why.
You'd always think of the goal.
Yeah, every morning I'd wake up, I've got to do paper round. Also, whose goal season? Di Canio. That was my thought process. Sinclair to Di Canio in the goal. Oh, yeah, it was good, to be fair. Wake up, paper round. Joe, half and half. Yep.
Absolute legend, Di Canio was. Yeah. Di Canio was actually my password for on the social media. Anyone out there who fancies a free YouTube account?
Well, at Jack.
They need a time travel to be able to use it, because it was old.
It's a joke. So that's what we try and do here.
Yeah, but
no, I haven't really got many stories. I mean,
that's good for the show.
My job sort of takes me all over the place, Will, to be honest, mate. Yeah.
All around the world.
I got a bit of a story. Like, I went to California in... why do you keep doing that David Brent thing with you?
Sorry,
He's excited.
He's excited to be here.
I went to California. I don't even know if I want to tell that story.
Maybe save that one.
Yeah.
What else have we got coming up in the show as well, guys?
We've also got a lovely couple of guests in the show today, haven't we, Jack?
We have. We've got Jack Howard's big, popular YouTuber, good-looking guy, wears nice coats and nice shoes. And then we've got Robbie Knox.
His T-shirts are shit, though. It's just the coats and shoes look lovely, but shit T-shirts.
Then we've got Robbie Knox, who is kind of the opposite of Jack. I'm only saying that because he's out there and he can hear. What's his reaction, Will? You can see.
He's cutthroat, isn't he? He's cutthroat.
No, he's coming in a nice blazer today. I quite like it.
Looking very sharp.
Yeah. I think he's very steezy. That's a street word for good.
Is it?
But
is
like
it?
Snoozing.
Bring
back.
Reference back to week one, which you can listen back to if you go on the FUBAR Radio app and click listen again.
Glorious.
Come on.
Well done. This bed is going to be
More professional, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah, so in 5 minutes, we've got Robbie Knox coming in, and it's a little segment that we like to call...
When Knox Knocks.
When Knox Knocks, because he's just knocking about, to be honest. I might have
a little surprise for you before that happens, just to introduce him in, but we don't need that now, Will, if it looks like you're about to do it, but...
Yeah,
hold your horses, sunshine! You're going to listen to a song beforehand.
I've got no idea what you're talking about, but basically, I don't think Robbie would mind me saying, he looks a little bit like a tramp, and... And he he is just sort of knocking about. So we're going to pull him off the street whenever he's sort of in London town and just have a little chat to him.
Well, he's got some great tales to tell, hasn't he?
He has. He used to be a kind of like an on-screen character on Soccer AM, and his nickname on there was Tramp. So I don't think I'm being... Tramp.
Thank you.
There we go. So that's the, you didn't know it, did you?
I didn't know it. In a way, I just enjoyed watching you guys have
we
a
had
moment.
A moment.
We had a moment.
We had a moment.
I wasn't involved.
So should we go to the first song?
I think we shall.
This is a little song. That's the worst way a song's ever been introduced on the radio. This is a little song.
Patronise the song. This is a tiny little
ditty.
No, this is James Hersey coming over Phyllis Remix. Go.
Is it too late if I come now? Would you stay up to figure this out some way? If I stay here, would you come back? If I stay cool, would you be mad? Would you want me if I want you that way? Cause all I can't think about is coming over, all I can't think about is coming over, all I can't think about is coming over,
song.
It was a lovely song to start the show, Jack.
Will, you was a big fan of that, right?
Yeah, it was just like we had quite a tense start. Well, not tense, but you know, you get all the tension out and then just sedate.
Big explosion of comedy and then just a little bit of chill. Well, that's what I'd say.
I'm agreeing with you.
Glad you said comedy.
I don't think a laugh is a sign of agreement, is it?
In comedy, no.
Remember, guys, we want to hear your funny stories from the world of employment. So do tweet in at FUBAR Radio and email at jack@fubarradio.com. That Jack has just one A in, whereas my Twitter has two A's. So it's not that complicated. Come on, guys, let's hear your employment stories. And now we are joined by the man himself, Mr. Robbie Knox.
Before he says hello, a little introduction from me.
What?
Golden stories coming from his brain. Moustache on his face, yeah, the boy has game. Chill your beans, this ain't top of the pot. It's that time again when knocks, knocks.
Oh my word.
From me to you,
was that
Robbie.
Your Tom, was that your vocals?
That was me laying down some wicked beats and raps.
When on earth did you have the time to make jingles?
I have some friend that actually was recorded at the studio where you might have you might recognise that we recorded all your famous songs from, Jack.
Really?
To be a hipster and dating game.
I think it's pathetic that you bothered making
Will.
Wheels. That's what Will's for, mate.
Robbie's elated.
Will, Robbie, even.
I haven't said anything yet.
How are you,
speechless.
Mate? You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright, thank you.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
We don't really know either. We just thought you were an asset.
Did you come up with Knox Knox before you thought of anything?
Yeah, we thought of the name and then we thought, shit, we just need to know somebody with the last name Knox.
And then we thought, fuck it, get him in.
Yeah, you'll do.
Kind of a lot of swearing here, isn't it? It's not like the radio I know. This is like radio, but better.
Do you know what it stands for, FUBAR?
I've got an idea because I... is it F up?
F'd up.
Beyond
all recognition.
Oh, right, okay, no, that's slightly different then.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
I used to work in Canada in a ski resort, and there was a... we had a payday every 2 weeks, and there was a thing called FUBAR night, which was F up. I'm not swearing because I'm better than that. F up, buy a round. And if you made a mistake at work, you had to buy a round on payday.
Oh, okay.
And everyone had a big drink up. It was nice.
Nice. An employment story for employment week.
Straight professional.
Model pro.
No, it means fucked up beyond all recognition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Swear again, Jack.
Yeah. Or means fucking fuck. No, my girlfriend thought that Will's name was Will FUBAR because that's what I've got you saved on as my phone. Just so she thought that you, the station was named after you. Yeah.
Well, famous FUBAR radio empire.
I've been here 2 months and working my way up the top. So
you just really tiny producer Will on my phone. That's just your name on my phone.
Really tiny. Who still earns more than you?
All right,
6'4" for fuck's sake.
Robbie, so basically we've just pulled you in off the streets, it would seem, to tell us some stories.
All right. Employment.
So if we put 20p in your back, will you
worst job?
Story?
Yeah. Worst job?
Yeah.
Was that a question? Yeah. Or was that just directing words? Worst job? I worked in telesales in Canada. That was pretty bad, just phoning up people for things they don't want. Yeah. I mentioned I've been in Canada a few minutes ago. You weren't listening. But yeah, that was bad. I haven't got any stories about it, though.
great. Are you here next week?
Yeah, I'll be every week, yeah. More gold like that.
Didn't you used to... I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but didn't you used to work on Soccer AM?
I did, yeah.
That's how we introduced you, so you're better off.
Yeah, no, I did, yeah. I mean, that's quite a vague topic area, though, from that. I mean...
Was it good?
Let's ask the question we're all thinking. Who were the biggest pricks you met on there?
Yeah.
Everyone was generally pretty nice.
No, I genuinely remember I went for a drink with you in Norwich a few months back. You told me a golden story about a prick, and this is FUBAR Radio. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to. I know. Yeah, there was one guest who I did not bond with particularly, but
don't have the name.
No, he sounds a bit nasty. I tell you, he was nice.
That was a he.
I could tell you who was nice.
Who's your favourite guest? Yeah, let's go there.
Oh, right. What criteria? Sorry, I know I'm overthinking this.
You go for a beer with, and you'd invite him to your FIFA tournaments.
We had FIFA tournament. Throw me a bit there. We had Star Sailor on a couple of times, and they you wouldn't think it if you know Star Sailor. They're quite sort of melodic music.
I've got no idea.
The biggest boozers. 3 million records sold. You should do. Educate yourself. the biggest drinking sessions ever. Yeah. You sort of got your... you sort of earned respect by the drinking sessions you went on after the show, because you'd always go to the pub afterwards. And you sort of... People would say, well, you're on the Star Sailor session. It became like the pinnacle of it. Up there, just slightly ahead of the time that my friend Neil weed on Frank Lampard's shoes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that Neil Smythe?
I wasn't there then. Yeah, it is Neil Smythe, yeah.
Shout out Neil Smythe.
Shout out Neil Smythe.
He's probably not.
No.
I'm going to bring this up. I don't think you'll mind. This one. Did you not get invited to One of the Gallagher brothers from Oasis, their birthday party or something?
I don't like to drop names or anything, but I did go to Noel Gallagher's 40th birthday party, yeah. Just me, a few mates, Weller. Yeah.
How'd that come about?
It came about because he came on the show a bit and invited Tim Lovejoy to present at the time, and he said, bring the others, I think. So, wouldn't say your best mates, but... All right, yeah.
But you got a shout out on stage from him, no?
I did once, yeah. I've told you a lot of stories about how good I am.
Yeah. You're being too modest.
Well, when I was a kid, when I was about 17, I was really into Oasis and I was really into football and I supported Liverpool because I grew up in Kent in the 80s. And and then in 1 week, I went to see Oasis, and Noel had been on a few times, but Liam hadn't. I went to see Oasis at the Clapham Grand. It was when... around that album, there's a really good album, quite recent, towards the latter end of the Oasis thing. If I can't remember, it's called Good Story. they were on stage and they were playing Wonderwall, and it got to the end, and it was quite a small venue, and I got a bit annoyed because there was a woman texting in front of me during the gig about shopping. I know that sounds stereotypical and sexist, but she generally was, so okay. I'm not gonna lie.
This is a fact.
Yeah, a fact. And I was getting a bit annoyed because I thought, well, you're a gig, you should be paying attention to this. It's quite a special gig to be at. So I went sort of quite towards the front, sort of moved down, but it was a bit better atmosphere. And at the end of the song, Liam saw me, went, all right, lad, how are you doing? I said to my mate Jim, I think Liam Gallagher just said hello to me. I was saying, and he was going, no, couldn't have been you. And then I'd seen Noel, and he started laughing when he'd seen me. At the end of the next song they played, Don't Look Back in Anger, he went, well, Robbie Knox.
Oh.
So, that was the Sunday, and then Wednesday I went to Istanbul to watch Liverpool win the Champions League.
Oh my,
so that was
goodness.
Kind of all
what
of my childhood
week.
Dreams cool. coming true.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
It gets better and better.
Let this be a lesson. You might think that YouTube's doing well now, but a few years' time you'll be in trouble. You'll be turning up at radio shows, you don't know what they are or where they are.
You're gutted to be here. I'm presenting this. This is my peak. Deary me. Yeah. Tom, employment story, please. I'm going to prod you.
Okay. So I used to work in, well, not as fun things as Soccer AM or on YouTube.
No,
I
used to be a... You did.
I did some fun... I'll get there, Jack, but go I'm going to start from the bottom. I used to work in retail and in a certain store called Zara. And I just found it very, very dull. So I just try and think of things to entertain me. And I used to work with a very gullible girl, so I thought I'd make a few lies up just to entertain me during the day.
Why not?
Because, you know, why not? One of the lies was quite nice. Just a nice. We have a little list of jobs you need to do. I just said to her, oh, it's new protocol. Apparently we have to write next to the job when you've done it. You have to write dad. And she said, why? I was like, because done and dusted. Spanish company. I don't know why she thought that would be it. But she's going to write dad next to everything. That kind of... you know, she got told about that quite soon afterwards. But then the other one, which is slightly a bit more gross, was really bored, and I was like, oh, Ruby, I just read something in the news the other day. Oh, her name. I said to her, oh, do you know there's actually a thing called bum babies? And she said, what? And I was
bun
like,
or bum?
Bum.
Okay, arse babies.
Arse babies.
Right, arse babies.
Yeah, we're on Food Bar Radio. Get proper swearing in. On this bum.
Yeah, sorry, arse babies. And basically it was just like, you know, when you have... anal sex, there's actually a wall you can rip with your penis, and sometimes you can actually get impregnated from up there, and that's called a bum baby. So that's that's FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR giving radio the finger.
I told you it was slightly murky. The other thing was, I just made up a rumour about my good friend Rob, who used to work with me, and I just went around telling everyone that he refers to breasts as milky squeezers. And that went round, and then everyone thinks he does that now. So
that did the rounds, did it?
So, yeah, it sounds like you had a fun time.
It was just great. I was there for about 4 years, and that was all I can remember from it is that.
Was
so
you genuinely there 4 years?
I was there whilst doing other things.
Mate, I did a normal job for about 6 months, and I just...
Couldn't hack it.
I couldn't hack it, mate. Couldn't hack it.
Did you get sacked, or did you leave willingly?
I went AWOL.
Ooh.
Yeah, wow. So, FUBAR! No, go on then. Why not? I got sacked.
FUBAR! Giving radio the finger.
Everyone in the studio just put their middle finger up to each other. I don't know why. No, I was working at Bella once, waiting tables, obviously, and the most bitchiest woman ever complained about me, right? Because you know when you get a burger and they put the stick through the middle of the burger to stop all the filling and everything falling out?
Yeah.
The burger sticks. I reached
stabbed
over
her in the face. With one.
Yeah. I put one up her ass and gave her an ass baby. Broke that wall for her. You said it, Tom.
I did.
You
bad.
Said it.
Is that why you said AWOL? Is that what that was?
a wall. I put the burger down, and the top bun of the burger just fell to the side like that, and just displayed all the toppings. It was all fine. Just imagine the top,
like an open treasure chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds quite seductive almost.
Yeah. But like, just imagine it—the top bun just falling to the side like that.
Yeah.
She complained.
I don't like this dish.
Yeah, she complained that I put her burger down without proper care and attention.
I once had a woman when I was working in a restaurant.
Was you a waiter?
Pardon?
Was you a waiter?
No, I just used to stroll in, give out plates.
Give out plates.
No, I took a lady her food, and she went, I was like, how was it? Everything all right? She went, yeah, it was a bit too hot though. I went, oh, the spicing. No, just the food in general. It was, the temperature was too hot when I got it. I was like, wait. Well, just wait. Get out.
I worked in a coffee shop. I did get sacked from it in Vancouver. And a man came in once and did a poo in the urinal, and I had to clear it out.
I went on a tour with a band, and one of them did that. Came out of the toilet, going, guys, never guess what I did. Showed us his phone. We went, well, what are you doing that for? You're not rock and roll, you're a prick.
Yesterday, when I went to Wimbledon, I went into all the urinals were taken. So I went into the actual, like, proper toilet.
The proper book.
Yeah, and literally, there was a shit on the back of the toilet where someone's gone too far. What are you doing? Who's the fucking idiots that do that?
I've had to leave a pub.
We all just look at Robbie.
We've had to leave a pub once because a friend of ours, who I won't name, closed a pub with his bottom, basically. He went to go, he needed the toilet quite urgently. He had a bit of an upset stomach, and he went there, and there was only one cubicle, and it was blocked, and it all gone wrong before in the past. But he needed to go, so he sort of hovered over it. But then he had some kind of upset stomach, and he said it just exploded like, everywhere. And he said he looked around and couldn't believe the mess it made. You know those big toilet rolls that aren't, you know, not the normal ones, like the ones you get in pubs and stuff like that. I said, how bad was it? He said, I used an entire one of those toilet rolls. I reckon I got 25% of it.
Wow.
And he came upstairs and said, look, we've got to go, mate, and made us all go, and then told us a story. We said, oh, it can't be that bad. We went back in there about half an hour later because we went to another pub, then came back to that one, and the barman came over and said, I'm really sorry, sorry, lads, I'm going to have to close the pub. Someone's pooed all over the toilet. I'm going to shut the pub, mate.
Oh, my word.
Someone's safety.
Oh, the tone has been lowered.
Unleashed the crappin. Kind of works. Sitting on that the whole time. No. Have a good radio show, guys.
So I'm going to bring the tone up with a tiny little story. My friend Mark, he works in insurance, so basically people call him up and go, oh, my window's been broken, can you sort it? And he's like, what's the reason? If they give a good enough reason, he goes round, he sorts it. Not him, but he sends people round. Anyway, this person called up and went, Mark, didn't say Mark, didn't know his name, said, can you please sort that my living room window, I've broken it. So Mark was like, oh, at least you're admitting that you broke it. How'd you do it? And then this guy went, well, a ghost came in, so I threw a lampshade at it and missed. So with that, because I think I've brought the tone up just to a little bit after Robbie plunged it down, we're going to play a track, and it's one from you, Robbie. What song you got, mate?
I think I picked Star Sailor, Give Up the Ghost.
Yeah, you did.
Take off your halo and rattle your bones. Whenever I'm with you, I feel so alone. No, you can't do it, 'cause I've seen you fight.
Late Show on FUBAR Radio. Ooh.
Got a terrible throat. Oh, just come on as well. So,
thanks for that.
Got terrible throat.
No one gave a shit, did they? Guys, please keep emailing Jack with one A at foodbarradio.com. Let me know your embarrassing / funny / amusing anecdotes about work.
I think Robbie's got an amusing little anecdote about Star Sailor, haven't you, Robbie?
I did. Well, I did the video for that song, which is why I picked it, because I think it's good for me to
self-promote.
It's sort of self-promoting, really, and I might as well get something out of this. So I mentioned them earlier, and I remember a story then when we were at Soccer Aim, they came down as guests, and Estelle, the bassist, was they're on the train down from Warrington, and he you know, there's toilets where you have to press the button, and there's like a sort of circular door, and they come round.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit Star Trek-y.
So, yeah. Bit Star Trek-y. I never really trust them, not really sure that. But he went there, and he went and pressed, it was like quite early in the morning sort of thing, he went and pressed the button to open the thing. I opened it up, and there was an old woman just sat on the toilet, but he pressed the end button, and it just slowly was opening, and him looking, and she started screaming at him, "Get out, screaming, close the door, but you can't, there's no close the door button outside." She's going, I can't, just screaming, this old woman on the train, close the door. And eventually he sort of leant in to press the close the door button from the inside. She goes, get out the toilet. She goes, I'm really sorry. And eventually the door closed, but it was like really slow. It was closing. And so he went back to his seat, really embarrassed by all this. And she came out the toilet and she was like across the aisle from him after the rest of the journey. Yeah.
Just gave him a wink.
Yeah, there you go.
Like
great hits, how about now?
More of that. Yeah. Oh, but anyway, we've got a new section, Will. I don't know if you'll know this, but do you know this?
He's got the bed prepared for it, mate.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, so you guys have been planning this without me.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah, we've been Skyping, mate.
Oh my God. What, you've cut me out, have you?
No, yeah. You were busy. You said, oh, you guys Skype and talk about the show. I'll just sit here.
Sit where?
I don't know where you were.
Oh, God. So, all right, apparently you do fucking know. It's
Dr. Jacklove and Nurse Norris. This is the bed. Welcome. Take your shoes off. Are you in love?
Is that all it is?
Is that all it is?
Join us next week for...
Is that all it is?
That's just a little bed for it. We're going to go into it now.
So you haven't made a jingle for this
No.
one?
No.
Am I still supposed to be here?
You're very much involved in it. There's no...
I'm still here, right? Yeah, yeah.
There's no jingle for that one, no.
So basically, what we've done, we've decided that me and Tom are in relationships. Okay. Tom has been in a much longer... How long have you been with your girlfriend?
I've been, as I tested, 3 years and a bit.
Three and a bit years.
A few months.
Three and a bit years. Where my relationship is still shy of a year. So, but...
Look at us.
But the pinnacle point being, we are in relationships. Will, I'm looking at you.
Oh, hang on. What about Robbie?
Yeah,
Robbie?
Mr. Knox, married for...
Yeah. Happily married for 5 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations. Oh,
how long, married for 10 total. Way nicer. No, 5 years, yeah. I think so.
Sweet. Okay, so basically this is just a section where we're going to teach you, yeah, Will, okay, how to
find a girl.
To find a lady.
Is it a bit like Pokemon, finding Pokemon, is it the same?
No, well, you don't throw your balls in. Pokemon joke!
not the bed we were hoping for.
But yeah, so we're going to teach you, Will. Well, I've got some questions so we can figure out the kind of vibe, you know, how we have to help you.
Because you're actually not a bad looking guy, Will, if I'm being all honest.
The kindest thing anyone's ever said to me.
What's your type, Will?
Woman.
Oh, pulse.
I don't really have...
Picky.
Woman. Tall, because obviously I'm of height.
Yeah.
Yep, 6'4".
What else? I'm not, hair colour doesn't bother me.
Personality, you like personality and ambition.
Yeah, they've got to be kind. Oh, I don't want to say that actually. That'd
go
be
on.
Like, no, they've got to be like not a bit slim.
That's wow. Alright. That's gonna be fine. I just don't want a fat girlfriend. You're not fat, so.
I suppose. Yeah. Oh. I'm getting a bit nervous now because I think my mom's listening as well.
On a tape,
well, that's right. She knows you like girls. Hopefully.
Fuck. what? Will Straight? John! That's his dad's name now. Yeah. John! He likes football. No, nothing to go there. So anyway, how long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
It will be over a year, about 1 year and a few months.
Do you miss her?
Sore wrists.
Do you miss her?
No, not now, no. Not now, I feel like.
Not now.
Wow, this is quite dark, isn't it?
the bed doesn't fit at all.
Can we turn the bed up just a little bit more? Because I think it'll make it somewhat seedy. There we go. So go on.
So Will, when you're like, you're thinking, oh, where do you go in order to pull, and what's your techniques when you when you're out and about?
Where do I go to pull? Probably just whip out my phone and go straight on Tinder.
You're one of those, yeah.
Are you on Tinder?
I am on Tinder at the moment.
Oh my god.
Tinder sounds amazing. Oh, as a man who was not of the Tinder era and would be badly received at home if I was to go on Tinder. it does sound amazing.
It's a very peculiar beast.
Some couples just do it as a competition between themselves and see who gets more matches.
Do they? But it's mental. Always going to be the girl.
Yeah.
Unless couples that Tinder together.
I think Jack's done it and lost it.
It's always going to be the girl. Now, have you ever met anyone off Tinder?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have actually. Yeah.
How'd it go? All the way?
He's blushing.
Look at Robbie, look. He's an adult and he's doing the sex thing with finger.
Can I see these questions before we do this?
We're trying to help you.
We engaged in intercourse.
Well done.
Right. Play the jingle.
Your mum will be so pleased.
Have a cup of water.
Will, no, the celebratory jingle.
Wait,
hold that thought, listeners. Hold that thought. We've got to give him something here. You got a good one? Will had sex. Oh no!
There's his whole family going, well done, Will.
Yeah. They were, funny enough, they were there actually clapping me at the time. So it was
really?
Quite,
yeah. Was it just the once? as in on the one, not on,
one time
on the day, but one
Jesus.
Day.
I didn't expect this when I came in today.
Was your mum like, oh, well done, Will, you're even bigger than your dad?
Why was it only once?
I know, what, with the Tinder girl?
Yeah.
No, it was a few times.
Why was that?
Why did it? I've just got to London and like I just wasn't really looking for
a
relationship.
You thought you were better
Robin.
Than her?
Right.
Yeah, I did actually, yeah. I'll tell her now. She's listening.
Now.
Do you know who I am? I'm working on FUBAR.
Here's a big question. Why are you still not hooking up with Miss Tinder?
Because she's moved London.
Yeah, I moved.
Oh, I thought you meant after when you got here, you chatted her up.
Oh, so I got to London, went on Tinder, went on this date, we engaged in... And then now I find myself still single.
So where do you think you're going wrong? Do you commit too fast? You're immediately like, I really like you at the end of the date. I can see that kind of guy.
Yeah, do you come too fast, Will? I'm just what? Same, do you
come on too strong.
Come on too strong.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm probably too laid back. Maybe that's where.
Too chill, don't you?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just never whatever. Whatever.
I love you!
Whatever.
Just coming in your skateboard like, alright, baby, I love you!
Yeah, yeah.
Same joke, different tone.
Yeah. Coming on a bike. I love you!
Well.
I love you. Sorry, I thought I was just shouting that.
I want to know, because obviously you two are kind of, in Robbie's terms, Robbie's the master, the don.
Robbie's the aim.
Yeah.
You're the goal, sort mate. Of.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the I'm just secret? Kind of killing time till I die now. So, just taking the ball to the corners of life.
If you're listening, Miss Knox.
Robbie, what should I be doing?
Yeah, what should you be secret? Doing? I mean, like, how old are you?
24.
Right, I wouldn't bother. Like, I just like go on Tinder and try and have sex with as many women as you can.
Yeah, shall I jump on Tinder in the break and see if we can match with anyone?
Yes.
Oh, let me message girls from your Tinder. Ooh. I do this to my mate all the time.
We've only just met. No, that's fine.
Oh, so thank you.
Do you have any lines, Robbie? Did you ever use a "don't knock it until you try it"?
Opportunity knocks. Goodbye. No, didn't. Don't know why I said that. No, not really. I just sort of don't know. Can't remember really.
I actually
so
went
long
to
ago since I was happy.
How did you meet her?
How did I meet my wife?
Yeah.
Through a friend, my former next-door neighbour. It's not a very good story, this. Do you want me to tell you?
Nah, we'll move on. Yeah.
What have you got up on the old laptop there, Jack?
This is golden. Will, don't worry about it, mate. This is actual gold. Please. So basically, I was Googling. Oh, this is so embarrassing that I'd even Google this. Fun things to do with your girlfriend. I had to Google it, Rob, because we ain't all like fucking Shakespeare...
No,
Casanovas like yourself, mate.
Fair play, mate.
So I googled 55. I googled fun things to do with your girlfriend, and I stumbled across this website, Will.
Yeah.
And I just want to put one thing straight, because I made a YouTube video about this, and I'm not actually mocking foreigners. I'm not, right? But the way in which this has been written,
where are we going with this?
Hand over the dump button.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. The way in which this has been written isn't in the best English.
It's in broken English.
It's in broken English.
Oh, is that it? Okay, that's
fine. Yeah, so it's fine. So here is 55 fun things. I'm not going to do all 55.
We've got 5 minutes, so I'll give it a good go.
No, right, so I'm reading this straight off the bat. Number one. Have paint fight with her. Just see who is throwing more paint, which will give fun.
All right, so Will, get some paint. Find the right girl. Approach some painter.
So I do that on the first time I meet her.
Yeah, don't say
it. Yeah, you bitch.
Don't say hi, Dulux to the face.
Yeah, and just see who is throwing more paint, which will give great fun. I don't think that's how paint foam works, is it? Who's throwing the most?
I don't know what paint foam is. Paintballing? I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Paint's quite toxic as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so... Moving on. Number four. I love this one so much. Go for snowboarding if it is winter. I like how they put the winter Brilliant. Bit at the yeah. end. They got us excited. Like, this is a great idea. If it is winter. Have you done snowboarding?
Actually live 40 minutes away from Tamworth, which homes the snow dome. So, no, I haven't.
Play video game together and watch who is winning the game or make her win.
Ooh. Wow, okay. FIFA. I mean, we've talked a lot about FIFA in the last couple
Peggle.
Of days.
Power
you
kites.
Like I love Peggle.
I
Peggle
love too. Peggle.
Peggle.
Love Peggle.
Peggle is the best game.
Who's your favourite Peggle
I
person?
I like Renfield, the pumpkin.
I like.
Oh
the
wait, app. I'm on Peggle 2. Are you on Peggle 1?
Oh, I think I might be. No, I was in the. Mine was like the night mode. I don't know.
Can we go back to a better game?
I like the owl.
Oh, sorry.
Will.
Sorry. Peggle. Sorry.
Shh, shh. Cool. Thank you. Power kites. That is a kite flying. It's an amazing. That is an amazing fun thing to do with your loved one.
Yeah,
I don't know how to react to these.
I love how they just put power kites. Psst, that is a kite flying.
Wicked whisper.
Inside information.
This is more information for you if you've got a girl, but this could be quite some nice first
yeah,
date.
Yeah.
First
I mean, you're rubbing it in a little bit here. I can see you three doing these sort of things, and I've just got no one to imagine doing that with.
Number
so.
Nine.
We're all getting kite flying later, yeah? With our
super partners,
yeah?
For
yeah.
sure.
Everyone's
sure.
right, yeah.
Number nine. If you like adventures, then go for boating, trekking, etc. Leaves a lot to the imagination, that one. Well, is this helping at all? Because I can carry on.
Why were you Googling this?
I was running out of ideas.
Well, there's no story behind
it. For the show, were you doing for the show? Or were you
no,
doing
I
just
generally thought fun things to do with girlfriend. Enter.
Oh, were you but looking up for things like this? Or were you looking up for, like,
were you doing
dirty
it,
things?
Were you doing
no, just general things. Yeah, yeah. Take her for a long walk near the beach at night.
Near the beach.
Not even on the beach.
Nah.
Pushing at that is... Oh, I've got so many more of these. Cook her most preferred dish and give her surprise when she comes home from office.
Okay.
Only office-based. If yeah. she works in the shoe shop, fuck her dinner.
There is a shoe shop called Office, though, isn't there? So that could...
Yeah.
I could be confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a bad example.
This one takes so much prep, so I don't think I'd work on a first date, but give your girlfriend a photo of her which was taken by you while learning the photography.
Where's this from?
Just a website.
Mate, you've done this, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't. This is presscave.com.
Have you done any of them since?
No, I took her near the beach.
You can't stop him for power kiting now, is it?
Take her to the fruit orchard where you get great fun of picking unlimited fruits until your hands ache.
Well, so Dr. Love and
Nurse Norris.
Is any of these helping you, Will, at all, mate?
Well, I think this is more when I get in a relationship. I thought I'd walk out of here like cock of the north tonight and just be talking to every girl that I see. But
I fucked it then, mate. Play a song.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm going home.
The Bleachers, Roller Coaster.
It's 100 miles an hour on a dirt road running away. So come live.
track, The Bleachers, Roller Coaster.
Nice one, Tom. Good shout. So, we've still got Robbie for a little bit. So, Rob, I might just ask you a few questions about... Where are you going?
I'm just off, mate.
What's he doing?
I'm just going to go to the pub. I'm back next week, right?
You can come back next week. Yeah, we're happy to.
I'm kind of you done now. That's right.
Okay.
Are you genuinely not going?
I'm just
going to
go for it. Yeah,
I mean,
just sat there. I don't know.
Robbie's just going.
Bye, Robbie.
You've got a better guest on it later anyway.
Yeah, we've got Jack Howard, so.
See ya.
Bye, Robbie.
Just come down next week.
Yeah, see you next week, mate. Right. Yeah.
Cheers, nice. Robbie.
That's amazing. He's just literally just had enough. He's just walked out. Play the play.
And he's knocked out.
He's knocking about some random.
What a lovely man he is, can we just say?
It's a bit bizarre though, isn't he, Will?
He's peculiar. He's a lovely fella.
Yeah, wearing a Hawaiian shirt with a blazer over the top. Brilliant.
And a hanky and a colourful hanky sticking out.
Guys, we're going to bin off the emails now because there's too much for us to check. We're not pros, right? We're not grimy. So just tweet in at foobarradio.com. For anyone who doesn't know how to spell it, it stands for effed up beyond all recognition. That's FUBAR, F-U-B-A-R radio. On Twitter, tweet us your employment stories. We want to know some funny things about
the good and the bad,
and the ugly and the sexy. Talking of sexy, it's my segment now. I'm going to do some rants for you guys.
I got a little present for you as well, Jack.
Oh no!
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Hey, Jack's weekly rants. Hey, Jack's weekly rants. He jumped up, little prick.
There you go. From me, from me to you.
What did it say? You jumped up, little prick.
Kind of.
Do you want it again?
Nah. Save it.
Yeah. It's
done. Fuck you.
There
guys.
You go.
Well, go on. We're giving you the big introduction.
Go on. Okay. Bring it to the table.
Basically, these guys want me to do some rants on air. I'm not too keen, but apparently that's how I'm known.
It is. You're known as a moany man.
I'm bullshitting you. A few things have pissed me off, and I think this is a great platform to vent. So, Will, have you got a little bed for me, mate?
Certainly have, my friend.
This is the first thing that's annoyed me this week. Number one, FIFA boys who take FIFA too seriously. FIFA. Do any of you two take FIFA too seriously?
I think my girlfriend would say yes.
Pisses me off, boys who live and breathe FIFA. This week, I posted a picture of my FIFA Ultimate Team on Twitter because I got Inform Ronaldo, right?
Joking.
Yeah, I got Inform Ronaldo, right? On the draft mode. Posted a picture of. Look at Will already. See, you're the type of person that pisses me. You're joking. Oh my god, you're joking. And I put the team on, and I didn't get people putting back, oh my god, you got Ronaldo, that's great. I got someone go, oh my god, you're playing Danny Alves at right mid when he's right back. Oh my god, what are you fucking doing that for? Oh my god, shut up, you know. I don't give a shit. What other games are people taking so literal? Do you know what I mean? Are these the kind of people that played Spyro and went, oh my god, he's purple? Oh, what's he purple for? Oh, what's a dragon jumping? A dragon can't jump. A dragon's not real, you dickheads. Yeah? What's Pac-Man? Why is a circle eaten? The shapes can't eat. Pisses me right off. Why would Princess Peach go for a fat plumber when his brother's hotter?
Luigi's hotter.
What, skinnier?
That's the thing I'm taking from that. Too bad, probably.
No, it really pisses me off. And like, have you seen that people who play FIFA Ultimate Team, they have their own terminology to make the game seem less Virgin.
Can you talk us through a little bit?
So they'll pay real money for a non-real pack and get a fictional little character.
Me and William are a little bit red of the face.
And they'll get like Zuma, the centre back, and they'll go, "Oh my god, guys, yeah, you don't know, I just packed in form Zuma. What are you talking about, your virgins? Put your dad's fucking credit card back in the wallet. Move on with your shitty little lives.
Go out
and get a girlfriend."
Oh well, I've got a girlfriend, and I use my own money.
I'm talking to Will.
Okay.
I definitely use my dad's money.
Oh, let me just have a drink of water because stop the bed.
I mean, I would say.
What?
Well, I mean, I get points. Some people are very. I got hate mail, as in like a voice note from a few people after I beat them, like some aggressive voice notes.
That's amazing.
What did it say?
It was like, "Stop abusing Pacey, you bloody prick! You're shit! You're fucking shit!" And I was just like, "I'll beat you, mate."
Oh, that's what I used to get. "Why are you playing Ronaldo down the centre? You know he's an inside forward."
That's what I hate. Yeah. That's exactly what I hate.
But I do enjoy some of the names, like Baines on Toast. It makes me laugh.
Nah, better check yourself.
Ivory Toast.
My god. Oh my god.
All of the toast ones, I'm all over.
Oh, where the El Shaarawy?
Ooh. I like that one. Yeah, that one could stay.
Mate George made it up.
Oh, George, well done, mate.
He's not listening.
Nah.
He's at the waterfront. Oh, number two. I want the bed reloaded, mate.
Reload. Right.
This is more of a personal hatred. None of you out there will, you might be able to relate, but I don't think you will, because it's something that happened to me in the week. Turn up a little bit. Come on, I need this, Will. I need this. I was in the bank the other day because I needed to get a new bank card because I lost mine. It was a contactless one, so I thought, shit, better get straight in there and sort that out. Guess how long I was in there?
How long?
Bear in mind, all that I was getting...
3 hours.
Oh, fuck you.
2 hours, 30.
Oh, dear. No, I was only getting a card printed because in Norwich they do that. It's like, we're a forward-thinking city, mate. I don't know about London. But... So I went in, I said, "Can you print me a card?" They said, "Yes, sir, sit there, it'll probably take about 5 minutes." I sat down, I was sitting for an hour and 20. Now, this wouldn't bother me, but there was 4 members of staff, none of them were fucking taking customers. They were all standing about, and I heard what they were talking about. What do you think they were talking about? Banking? What customer to get next? No, they were talking about which colour milk top is better, the green or the red. What are you talking about, your knobheads?
Big discussion.
What are you talking about, your knobheads? And that wouldn't even bother me if they had valid reasons towards them. They didn't. One of them said, "Oh, well, the green one's more popular because it signifies go.
No, they didn't.
He did. He went, "It's go, whereas red is stop."
Oh,
stop what? Drinking no milk?
What's blue mean?
It means you're not sure whether to go or stop.
Neither here or there.
Barclays is the second thing, so that's that all wrapped up.
Barclays done.
Barclays, see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Next one. Redo it.
Pause. Engage. Go again.
Right. Now this one gets me pretty angry, guys. So,
he's here.
If you listen on the radio, you might want to turn it down a little bit. I'm getting a bit angry. Went to buy a cup of coffee this morning, guys, on the way here.
Okay.
Well, I won't mention any company names.
You like coffee?
Why not?
Tom, do you like coffee?
I'm not really a big fan of coffee. Tea gives me a buzz, so coffee, well, I'm anyone's, that's all right.
That's real good, but... I went to buy a cup of coffee for my segment, Tom.
Sorry.
My show, mate.
Go on, mate. Go on. Sorry.
No worries. I won't mention any company names. I'll just call them Narbucks or something. So I went for a cup of coffee. When you have coffee, Tom, I will ask you, what coffee do you have? Just how much milk do you have? A little bit?
I do have quite a milky coffee, a mocha.
I'm getting to you.
Okay.
Well, what kind of coffee do you have, mate? Just a normal...
Latte for myself.
Oh, you're both pricks.
What do you get?
Both pricks. I just want a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee, right? The woman in Starbucks went to me, "What coffee would you like, please?" I went, "A medium one." She went, "But what kind of coffee?" I went, "A hot medium one." She went, "Yeah, but what type?" I went, "The type that you drink, cunt." She pointed at the board and said, "Be more specific." I said, "Okay, I'll have a hot medium consumable coffee with a bit of milk, 2 sugars, please." She said, "You don't understand the question, sir." I said, "Clearly not. What the fuck do you mean I don't understand the question?" She pointed at the board again. Cappuccino, macchiato, mochaccino, caramel latte, espresso, double espresso, peppermint hot chocolate. Oh, fuck up and get me a coffee, will ya? What are you doing, guys? You listen to my rant.
Coffee.
So anyway, she said to me, "Do you want to take it away or do you want to drink it in?" I said, "I don't mind. Whatever will fucking speed you up along, bitch." So I said, "Just a coffee." She said, "Do you want a cinnamon bun?" I said, "I don't want a cinnamon bun." She said, "What's your name?" I said, "What do you mean, what's my name?" She said, "Took him right down the side of the cup." I said, "Fuck off." And not a sale was made that day.
Sounds like she was doing her job.
I mean, yeah, the matter...
See you later.
the language as well. I mean, telling her to F off.
He's just.
Surprised she asked for your name.
He's just stormed out.
Where's he gone? Come back. You're right, mate.
My show. So,
he's got a coffee in his hand.
Yeah.
Mochaccino. I fucking love him.
No, there's my rants done.
Tom, you got anything that grinded your gears this week?
This week, I've had a good week, actually.
Yeah? Yeah. That's nice and calm, so far.
I went to a lovely coffee shop, and they asked me, gave me a lot of options, and I was very grateful, and had a cinnamon bun. So.
And you spoke to them like humans as well.
I obviously did not say that to the woman behind.
But in your head?
In my head, I was...
Which is fine.
Oh, we're getting some stories in. Have a look at them. Where's the mouse for that, Will?
Yeah,
we're getting emails.
Is this a mouse?
We probably shouldn't act so surprised that people are acting with the show.
Hello,
go on, Tom.
Hello, chums. This is from Joshua. When I worked at John Lewis and was a personal shopper, I would have a lot of old women ringing up for various clothing, including tights and negligee.
Ooh.
One day I had a very old raspy speaking woman who called up asking me to describe some of the knickers they had on the shop floor. It was about 20 minutes convo, including describing the strength of the crotch on the knickers. Bye.
Look how he signed it out.
Bye. From Joshua. I think that's our pal Joshua as well.
Is that actually
he did work in John Lewis.
Oh my
so
god.
So thanks for that one, Joshua. Can we go down to the next one?
That's easy to put a title on that one.
And the kindergarten cop was his title. Kevin Sloman from you can read this one, Jack. Because I'm struggling.
Kevin, I'm not laughing because it's funny, it's the worst, but a guy called Captain Crash put, my best job was blow, worst was big jobs in my pants when I was 3 years old.
What?
We do actively encourage interaction, but sometimes some you have to wonder.
You have a job in
what people are doing with themselves.
Well, I feel a lot better now I've got them three things off my chest. Do you guys not?
I appreciate you, Jack, and I think you did very well with the rants.
Yeah, Jack, that was really good rants. And the passion and the energy shown, I think, will come across to the listener at home.
Yeah, we're going to say the next song now.
Yeah, go on.
I think that's what you're hinting at, Yeah. We're going to go with Catfish and the Bottom Men.
Thank
all
you.
Out. Fancy, you pour me out. Catfish and the Bottlemen with Fallout. For our listeners who heard last week's show, you might remember toward the end, if you listened all the way there, that I was getting a little bit mugged off toward the end.
Was you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the, I mean, there was a little jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Like have that. You got that? Play,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Play again if you want to.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
So I thought maybe we should make a new jingle.
Well, I know where this is going, don't I?
Where?
The Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris on FUBAR Radio.
That's the first time I heard that. That was lovely.
Oh, my God.
1-0.
Well, surely it's 1-1.
1-0.
Well, I'm winning all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just the overall winner. Oh. But that's my little tidbit back. But we're going to talk about more stories of employment from ourselves. And we'll have a little read on the next segment, the next section of the listeners and the tweets they've tweeted in about their stories. So I used to be, as a job, a runner on television shows.
That's the technical
basically
term.
It's just a skivvy boy, the bitch boy.
Yeah.
One of the one shows I worked on was Nevermind Buzzcocks. Every week, my job would be to get Phil Jupitus a whole chicken from Nando's.
No way.
That would be one of my jobs.
That's every week?
Every week, I'll be on there. I'll only be there on the shows, the live shows. I wouldn't be there like just during the week. I'd be there. And my job was to get Phil Jupitus a whole chicken.
How did he take his chicken?
I think medium. Yeah. And he wouldn't have it then. He'll take it home afterwards. And
it's weird, isn't it?
Then with my job now, which is video, we covered an event and we're filming then. And Phil Jupitus was the compere of the night.
Okay.
And we were going to do a little interview with him afterwards. And I was like, I told the guys I was working with about, you know, my previous encounter with him doing that, and they're like, "What? So you were Phil's chicken boy?" And they're like, "What's he going to see?" And go, "Oh, there's Tom, my chicken boy." And when Phil saw me, he didn't say anything. He knew and I knew, but I think we kept it under wraps. And whilst on a few little more like foodie stories when I was on Nem on the Buzzcocks, someone else was sent out to get Mark Ronson some food, and they came back and he beckoned me over and he was like, "Oh, sorry, don't want to be a diva, but this salad is hamming it." And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "I'm Jewish." I was like, "Oh, sorry, Mark, I'll nip out." Lovely guy. And someone else messed up Jack D's order. And the radio be down, going, "Oh, can you tell Jack D, tell him that there's no food left?" And I was like, "Well, so I have to tell the grumpy Jack D there's no food left." He's like, "Yeah." So I was like, so you fucked up. And I'll clear up your mess. I will say to Jack D, "Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll do it." Not since I was like, "Hey, Jack." And I was obviously a little bit nervous. "Oh, hey, Jack, really sorry, but they actually don't have any fish or chicken." And then he's just like, "Never mind." Slam the door in my face.
Oh.
So he's not just moody on TV. But yeah.
Well, maybe he's a lovely guy and he's just a bit annoyed that you didn't give him his fish and chicken.
Fish and chicken. Yeah, maybe. I mean, fair enough. I can understand the heartache of that.
Well, I used to do telly sales like Robbie. And as you can imagine, the people that work there don't really want to be there. But we used to have a bit of fun, let me tell you. My manager was a bit of a jovial character, and he used to prank the new starters. Fortunately, it didn't happen to me because we were on a level. And the girl used to... say it was a girl. So what the fuck? Girl comes in, sits down first day, and Ben, the manager, give me the look. He'll walk out the office, and I'll just turn to him and go, "When Ben's back in, just ask him about his sister's swimming lessons." And they go, "Well, what do you do?" Honestly, it's like a really nice thing to do. I really appreciate it. So Ben comes back in after the thing. I give him a nudge. "Ben, what happened about your sister's swimming lessons?" Bang. Throws everything off the desk. "You know she's got no arms or legs." And then they'll be like, "Oh, I'm really sorry." And then we're like,
"She has all of them." "She has too many, if anything. Help yourself to an arm or a leg."
And that was those were the times.
Oh, dear. So he was a bit of a bastard back in the day.
Also, yeah, a little jump in when I worked on Phone Shop, because they did actually have a shop on the high street.
Okay.
And they were just made it out, so people would be walking past normally, but obviously they didn't want people coming in off the street to come in and interrupt the filming. So I had the job of standing in the door, and I had to beckon people away, be like, "Oh no, sorry, we're filming." And obviously the filming sounds, so I have to be very quiet when I'm doing it. So I'd be mouthing, "Sorry, we're filming." I had to whisper that. And then do a little, like, you know, the little motion for like, charades filming. Yeah. And I did that to someone's like, beckon them along, just going, "Sorry, we're filming." And turns out he was deaf, and he thought I was taking the piss because I was doing like all these hand movements. And he turned around doing loads back to me. I was like, "I wasn't doing that. I'm your friend."
Oh, so, dear.
That's that.
So I've just established that you two are a bit of bastards.
Well, I wasn't a bastard.
No, I was just...
I was trying to help out.
We're getting some nice tweets in there, guys. We get got a tweet from Foxy the Pirate saying, yay, Jack ranting is great. Cheers.
Well, that's what we want. You know, bring in YouTube to Fubar Radio, and that's what the people want, Jack, so we give them.
I'm a giver, mate, not a taker. Panic at the Wents, again, tweeted him last week, said, once, I was trying to say multitask at work, and I kept saying masturbate. I don't even know why.
What the... Take it like it yourself.
Men can't masturbate. Well, because that's the expression, multitask, and I've just joined that.
Oh, Buchanan Amy says, loving the show, guys. So funny.
Thank you. Good observation.
Somebody else tweeted in, I finally tuned in.
Ooh,
as if like they're reluctant. Oh, I finally fucking done it.
Welcome to FUBAR.
Yeah.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Oh, dearie me. I don't really know what we're doing.
Well, Jack, you must have, obviously, you had Pizza Express, was it?
Yes.
I mean, surely there must have been a few more customers that got your goat.
Bella Italia.
They were all good.
I've got an idea.
No. They it was Bella. And I'll tell you something. This will probably put you off ever going to Bella again.
Okay.
Ooh. Are we going into murky waters?
Ooh, I don't know. Get your finger on the dump button, Will.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
No, one of the waiters, he's fired now, so that's probably covered my back. Dropped a lasagna on the floor, scooped it back up into the bowl, put a new layer of cheese on the top, melted the cheese on so it looked lovely, sent it back out to the person.
Bella Italia, the authentic Italian food.
Taste the dust.
I mean, what do you hate about... Is there anything you hate about your job now as a YouTuber / presenter?
There's nothing I hate about it. I mean, it's every day's different. It's some weird, weird things happen. So, for example, I'll tell you a weird story that happens. Just as I got into the kind of the presenter thing, I got my first gig about 3 years ago, and when I was thinking of telling... What are you doing, Will?
Sitting down.
No, you're taking the piss, Summer.
I'm not. I was just thinking about a story Tom told me in the week, but we'll get onto that later. Jack, carry on. Carry me your story.
All right, yeah, you put me off, guys. I went to London and I... What is he doing? Go on. So I went to London. I can't remember what the job was for, right? And I asked the taxi driver. This is before. I'd really been to London before. I didn't know what was good in London, what was bad. I asked them to take me to a cheap part of London. Just where shops are cheap. Where would you say?
I'm new here.
East London is quite cheap.
Camden can be quite
cheap.
Yeah,
Camden's quite cheap.
Right places.
Cool. Anyway, so I asked the taxi driver, because I only had £15 in my pocket. I wasn't earning anything. So with my mate Jason, he had £15. Weren't really earning anything.
Know the feeling. Gary.
I said, take me to a cheap part. He took me to Mayfair.
What a prick.
So I got... The taxi driver said, oh, that'd be £45, please, lads. I'm shitting myself in the back, because I've never ran from a taxi. I'm not the kind of person to do that, do you know what I mean? I'm a good lad. But I thought, there's no way around this. We're going to have to leg it. So I said to Jason, right, Jace, when we get out, I'll go around the window, so pay to the taxi driver. I'll give you a wink. Count to three, then run. I don't know why it was so James Bond. We should have just ran. But I got out. I went to the window. I went to wink at him. He'd already gone. So, obviously.
Can always trust Jace.
So I ran. I was running down this like side alleyway. And I jumped over this fence. I didn't know that Mayfair was quite posh and that everyone would have a swimming pool in the front garden or a fountain. Fell straight in the fountain.
Oh, no.
Straight up to my neck. This was pitch black at night. It's about 1 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know why I was going out so late. Covered in water, coals, all that jazz. Got out. Eventually found Jason, start to walk up this side alleyway in London, and this big bouncer's there, and he's like, no, you've got no chance, lads. And I was like, we're not even trying to come in, mate, we're freezing. Have you got a towel? And then he was like, yeah, no, you've got no chance because Drake's now coming out. So I was like,
what, Drake?
I was like, what do you mean, and then before I could even ask, Drake came out with a coat over his head, like the top of his head, you could see his face, got into a black 4x4 and just drove away. And loads of paparazzi were taking pictures of him.
You didn't have a chance, did you?
Did not have a chance getting in that
car. How did the rest of the night go? Because obviously you were all sodden. Did you carry on the evening? Or
just got a taxi back.
Yeah.
And went into the hotel. So obviously I had to run that one as well, didn't I? Because I didn't have the money. Well, I did have a bit of money left.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's how it would have worked. I would have still had money. So paid the second guy and everything was fine.
Finding a lot out about each other, aren't we?
We are.
What are you threatening to say? Because I don't know. I don't like
it. Yeah, I'll
have to run that one by you. But I mean,
I appreciate that.
Tom, some of the other companies you must have had, you've gone from a runner. Were there any mundane jobs before that?
What about what you do now, this video, like?
Well, it's my thing now, so I'm not going to... I mean, there's nothing really overly eventful has happened within the new company. I mean, it's always been a pleasure. But when I was doing another show, a couple of things happened. I on Buzzcocks, first time I was on there, I was only doing work experience, so I thought, well, this isn't going to happen again. So, you know, while I'm here, you know, you see all the people in the green room, you're like, oh my God. So I saw Noel Fielding, I was like, Noel, can I have a picture with you, please? And he's like, yeah, sure. Then put his arm around me, took a picture. I made a joke to him, didn't laugh, walked away. I was just like, don't worry, Noel, I'll tag you in this.
What did he say?
Didn't. He just walked away.
Because I failed to see how that is funny.
Because I'll tag him in it as if I've got, as if. As if I help him out.
Yeah. Well, that fell flat, didn't it, Norris?
Maybe.
I always thought Noel Fielding, you'd be someone that you like, he's good on screen and very flamboyant, but.
Yeah, he's quite quiet and shy.
Is he?
Yeah. Quaint. I think he's a lovely chap.
A bit like you, Jack, actually. You're a lovely guy.
Am I?
Came across a bit of a prick, but I mean.
No, it's true.
I'm joking.
So, to celebrate me actually being a lovely person, let's have a party. This is Franco Frey's Party.
Of the castle, as I'm sitting by the bar on the bar stool, everything feels alright tonight, on the proper optimistic one, my glass half full, watch the rounds go round, the crowd spinning out as the shots go down, my head spinning out and it won't slow down, big wide world with the spirit of my hometown, can't beat this feeling I get, on top of the world with a spring in my step, step on my good foot, put my best foot forward, cut a bit of rug and make the rest look awkward, still if you throw shapes then I rate ya, in a state shot straight, no chaser, rowdy but that's just in our nature, have to do and deal with the consequence. Top of the league, so while we are about, they are not in the league. Always dressed to impress, do it proper, you see. Think I ain't got it in my locker, better stop me and see. We be on the D floor, hitting it hard, the same way that we did at the bar. We plan to stay sober because we needed a driver. But scrap that now, we can keep in the car with our jeans polo, posting the photo. No Acapulco, still going low. But we asked her for twos, but swears he don't smoke though. Putting the ship, but still going home solo. My mate told me the basics. If you ain't heard them yet, then you're about tired. You can have a good time wherever you are, but as long as you got good people around ya. Can't see straight, which way's my way? Worked hard all week, weekends and we celebrate because it's Friday. Drunk and walk home, it's almost bedtime. But the night ain't dead yet, I've still got that song in my head like.
Without a chick, without a few, call it a do, we're singing la 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 la. Without a chick, without a few, call it a do, we're singing la la. Drink without a few, call it a do, we're singing la 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 la. Without a drink, without a few, call it a do, we're singing la 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 la.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom Nice.
My favourite one.
Yeah.
I like that. Can we have one more, please, Will? Mug
can
Tom
we,
off.
Can we do more?
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
Or
the Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris on FUBAR Radio.
That is beautiful. I love
who
that.
Done the audio for those?
Someone.
It wasn't you, was it?
No.
No, I think I can do that voice.
No,
the Gary Busey Show. That was quite good, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. So.
I think you've crushed both of your faces because you're a bit more of a longer head.
Yeah,
you two together could be a morph of Gary Busey.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, that was Franco Fraze with Party. Anyone who's not familiar with Franco, search him on Twitter. Franco Fraze, that's with a K and a Z. What do you reckon of that, Will?
Yeah, yeah. How do you know Franco?
Oh, funny you should ask. he's actually a cousin. Yeah,
hey, cousin.
Yeah, he's just one of many cousins I own. I don't own him. Don't know why I said that. He's owned by a major record label now. So congrats to that, Frank.
Yeah, when you showed him, I remember when we first started chatting, I remember looking at some of his live stuff and I was very impressed. Oh, I think
I'm definitely going to be researching a bit more Franco Fraze.
Franco Fraze, K and a Z. So, well, as I said, guys, the topic this week is employment. You can still keep tweeting in at Jack with two A's or at FUBAR Radio.
We could just amalgamate them together and just do one big fuck off tweet.
You could do. Bang them both in. If you want to use a hashtag, use the hashtag The Jack Make Show, but it's a bit late to mention that because we're an hour and 17 minutes in. So we've got Jack Howard joining us in 13 minutes. I know Will's a big, big fan.
Huge fan.
Well, Tom told me that I was, so.
What do you mean? Well, I you're, guess not. I am. You're not. You do realise you guys can't just keep whispering.
I'm not whispering, I'm pointing.
You need the mouse. We've read that one out. So, no, you're a fan?
Yeah, yeah, Jack and Dean, Jack.
Yes.
Howard, they do only with your consent.
Do we should have had it.
Who says we haven't?
See, have you?
No.
Oh, dear. That's why we're on FUBAR, he's on Radio 1. Oh dear, no, he's doing very well for himself, as is Frank. As am I, think.
Back to we're talking about employment. With your channel, Jack, you have, before I met you, you've interviewed quite a lot of celebs and some more recently. How are they? Because you get to see the real them, and I'm sure that they won't be listening. So,
right. No, good question, mate.
Thanks, man.
Love you, Tom.
Yeah.
No, I'd say a lot of them are good people. Will, you met any celebs, mate?
Apart from you two.
Oh, shake my hand.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Thank
Tom?
You.
Your collar keeps tucking in. I hate it.
Yeah, look at that.
It's not really a radio gag, is it?
No, not really. Gag. You pretended you did that on purpose. Oh dear, Robbie Knox dresses better than you.
Ooh. Steady.
The Jack Mate Show.
The Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris.
Yeah, don't fuck with me, mate, alright?
You've got buttons. No, I have met the odd celebrity, some of them being nice, some of them being not so nice. What type would you like to hear about?
I want to hear about the lovely ones, the ones that are really nice. You think, you know what, I want to put you in a little bag and take you home, but they can breathe in the bag. There's a lot of air holes and it's really fine. And you feed them regularly and water them.
Got out of that one.
Leona Lewis, big fan.
Yeah,
I'm not of her music, of her person. Right. No, I mean, come on, mate. Look at me. I'm edgy.
Bleeding Love.
She covered an Oasis song.
Which one?
Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
Yeah, I'll probably like that one. All the rest, probably hate.
I preferred the Wombats version of Bleeding Love.
Two Door Cinema Club. I do like Leona. She's a lovely person. She was very sweet. I was so nervous. That's my first ever interview I'd done with a celebrity, and basically I compiled a list of questions that I thought no one else is ever going to have asked these questions. This is going to set me off on a
quirky.
Yeah, this is going to be my career. I'm going to stick out here. So I went in, and agent said, I didn't even know that our agent would be there. I was an amateur, mate. Said, oh, can I have a look at some of the questions? I gave her the list of 10 questions. She put a red X next to the ones I couldn't say and a green tick near the ones I could say. Did not use the green pen.
Honestly,
she crossed out every single question and then went.
What were they like?
Not even that bad. I mean, one of the questions, the most edgiest one, was would you rather have Example's teeth or Macklemore's hair?
What, and that's the most edgy one?
That was the most edgy one.
I've just been asked if I've had sex with a woman on air.
What? Oh, that is edgy. Oh, dear. Oh.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Oh no, so and then straight after she put that last red cross on, she went cross on. I sounded like I said cross on. I didn't, I said cross on. When she put the last red cross on, she went, there you go through, meet Leona and have a great interview.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah,
but Leona probably would have been fine with it, really.
Leona, well, I asked the questions anyway. None of them were fine.
Rebel.
Yeah, Jack, mate. YouTube.com for Chat, mate. Yeah, go on,
you probably won't be used to this interview, Leona, but.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh. Everyone laughed at the end of my joke then. What about, okay, so we've done a lovely person. What about a really piece of work, a real mean piece of work?
All right. Well, I've got two different types for you, right? You know, footballers have this stereotype of being sexist, sort of kind of like laddish thugs.
You're going on a rant here?
Go on then.
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Hey, just weekly rants. Just weekly rants. You jumped up, little prick.
Thing about that is, see how I rhymed can't with rant. So I have to say can't. I say really bloody can't. It sounds very close to something else.
Yes, it does.
Carry on.
So they say never meet your idols. I met a few of my idols. I went to Trinidad and Tobago, both, and presented a football tournament. So there's a lot of big footballers there. I'm talking the likes of Dwight York, Stan Collymore, and Stan's not an idol, but he was there.
Patrick Berger,
who I'm a big fan of.
Vladimir Schmeichel.
I love Vlad.
Always thought he looked like he should wear glasses. You know what I mean? Yeah, he does.
I'll read books. No, he was the only one I had to ask for a picture of because he scored in Champions League final. So with the exclusion of some of them, make your own mind up. As I was saying, there's the stereotype that a lot of them are sexist, laddish thugs. They are, mate. They are. Have you ever met a footballer?
Yes.
What was he like? Who was it?
God, you put me on the spot now. Who have I met?
Don't look at me, mate.
We've
only known you 3 weeks, mate. Come on.
I've met a few Birmingham players in my time.
Yeah, were they all right?
I met Fabrice Muamba and he was really nice.
Oh, well, he would be, wouldn't he? Bless him.
Why?
He just seems like a lovely guy.
Why do you seem like a lovely guy?
He's just been through a lot.
What?
So the footballers I met were bastards. They were at the bar and there'd be like just a sort of two bob woman walk in. Like, do you know what I mean? Any run of the mill woman walk in. Literally, mate, you should have seen them. They'd all turn, they'd all look at, oh, yeah, fucking, do you know what I'd do to her? Oh, I'll give her ass babies or something. References.
Bum babies.
Anyone in particular really bad?
Oh, there was a few knobheads, mate. I mean,
moving on.
I'd rather talk about the nice ones, like Lewis Bermore, eh? He was all right.
Oh, yeah, he always looks like a lovely chap.
Shaka Hislop, being a big West Ham
fan. Oh, big Shaka, yeah, Newcastle as well.
Here's a bit of trivia for you.
Go on.
Shaka Hislop is the only player to ever sit on the bench for England in 1996 and then play against England in the World Cup in 2006.
Wow, what a bastard.
Well, that's very specific. So he's the only person who's done that because it's very specific.
Yeah, but
dates.
He's played for England and Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, but Luis Figo played for Portugal and Brazil, so...
Did he?
Well, sorry. Yeah.
So the Jackmate Show.
Nah,
go on.
Does
that not deserve one?
No.
Mark Wahlberg, I met.
Was he nice?
He was all right. I mean, there was a bit of hostility there between them.
Watching the interview, I kind of thought, you know, he looked a bit grumpy.
Well, because I had 30 seconds before the 5-minute interview with him, before and after. 30 seconds is all I got. So I quickly rushed in and I went, Mark, nice to meet you, mate. And I know Americans don't understand the phrase, you can take the piss out of me. So I said, feel free to mock me as much as you want in this interview. I'll probably do the same to you. It's all lighthearted fun and games. Mock me. And he looked at me and went, I always reserve that right anyway. Not in that voice. It wasn't seductive. It wasn't
I always reserve that right anyway, Jackmate.
Oh, and then I shook his hand when I walked in the room, obviously courtesy. And when the video started to be filmed, I shook his hand again, and he went, "But you already shook my hand already."
I remember that.
Oh, come on!
You already shook my hand already.
Why did you do that?
That's him. But he looks like the kind of guy that's going to squeeze your hand really hard to make it so you know that he's the man.
Oh
in the room.
No!
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
He looks like that kind of guy. Is he quite sure?
I was telling someone this story yesterday. A guy called Ali, who works for a company that I sort of work for every now and then, and he said exactly the same thing about the handshake.
He just looks like a kind
that's
of guy.
That's weird. But another story. This co-host that I work with sometimes called Liv. Go on. What are you saying, Will?
No, I just a few tweets coming.
Are
up,
they funny?
Read them. Yeah.
Okay, Liv. Have your bit in a minute, mate. I was with Liv and I was telling her this Mark Wahlberg story, and she said to me, oh, I've met Mark Wahlberg as well. So I was like, oh sweet, where'd you meet him? She went, I was in Barbados and I had a pedalo and I swam out to a rock and he was on there. And I was like, what actual Mark Wahlberg? What,
being a siren, just singing the Pirates. As you do.
Singing Marky Mark. New Kids on the Block. Oh, yeah, so that was weird.
Very bizarre.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane was part of that kind of day as well, wasn't he? How was he?
Met him. He was absolutely lovely.
He seemed nice.
After the interview, as I was walking out, I heard him say, and this is probably going to be CV worthy whenever, he said, I wish all interviews could be a little less shit like that one.
I wish all interviews...
Why is he related to Mark Wahlberg?
They need to know he's American. They won't get it from your accent.
Amanda Seyfried.
afraid.
Oh, we've done enough stories, Will. Yeah, I've met too many people, mate. I've met too many people.
That's what are they about?
Oh, go on. Well, some of them I can't read out, and I'll tell you why in the break.
I'm looking forward to that.
Fubar Radio, loving the show. Had to give it a miss last week, but I'm sure I'll tune in once in a while. That's from Sam C. He's a YouTuber, so...
Is that Sam Chaplin?
No, Samwell Coates. So giving him... If he's got a YouTube channel, I mean, talk about yourself. We'll see if he has.
Well,
he's got 9,000 followers.
Oh!
Cheers, Sam.
Go on, play him a little jingle. Give him anyone. Go. 9,000!
The Jack Mate Show!
He's gone for that one. I was thinking he was going to do Rock Boys.
Can I read him?
I'll brief you in the interval.
I mean, we should probably go to a song because we've got the lovely Jack Howard coming up after this. So
the next song is for my friend Joe Williams because it's his birthday in Sardinia. This is Tellison with Collarbone.
Happy birthday.
There was a space in my bed that I filled up with books and dusty ornaments. Without love, I lay down next to other people's lines and hope that I was right. Oh, collarbone, you put punctuation marks on all my clothes and deep in my a hole in my head when knowledge left me dead cold on the ground. Without the time I lay down without color in my life and hope that I was right. Cause I'm sick of making plans, I'm sick of holding back. I just wanted you to know. Marks on all my clothes and deep in my heart and in my hope. When we're dancing, bones get broken. When we're dancing. Punctuation marks on all my clothes and deep in my heart and in my hopes. Cause I'm sick of making plans, I'm sick of holding back. I just wanted you to know. Oh, 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 oh. Keep the punctuation marks on all my clothes and deep in my heart.
On FUBAR Radio.
Oh, the man himself is with us, Mr. Jack Howard. Jack,
hello there. I'm alright, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I bet you're used to all this, aren't you?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Bigger studios,
sort of microphones and that. Yeah. I'm used to that.
You get paid for yours, don't you?
Let's not go into details about that, shall we?
Producers, listen out there. No, so yeah, Jack's here for the next half an hour, or the last half an hour, we should say. And we're just going to have a little bit of a chat and a little bit. I know Will's a big fan of Jack Howard.
Well, Jack, I've seen your videos, but...
And that's as far as it goes.
No, I have seen them. And I'm a big fan, but what they will do is... kind of build this up to me like falling in love with you or something like that.
Sure, a little fanboy.
Yeah.
Well, where's blushing now?
Are you falling in love with me?
A little bit.
By the minute, yeah.
It won't be the first time a radio producer has done that.
Ooh. Wow, okay, do you want to, is that something we can...
It was Dean, but...
Fair play. But yeah, that would have been a bit bad if you hadn't explained that and I'd have just kept saying to Jack, oh yeah, Will's a big fan, because it'd make it sound like you're actually not a big fan.
Honestly, that's where I thought it was going. I thought, yeah, I've seen him, and not...
I saw Jack's face when you first said it. I saw his face be like, what the fuck are you doing? Anger in his eyes.
What have you been up to today, Jack? What have you been doing?
All right. What's this about? Today, well, lately actually, I've been writing a show, mate. I've been writing a sort of series that I'm nice. Working on. I can't really tell you anything other than that. It is in fact just a series that we are making.
Okay.
And it will be made, and it is a series. Oh. And that's you know, it's one of those things that I can't reveal any more yet, otherwise I'll get told off by the people who hopefully will pay for it.
Right. Oh. Sweet. Well, congratulations or otherwise on that, mate.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Yeah. So the topic of the show, I'm going to go back to this, is employment.
Well, that's interesting because like that's what the show is kind of about. Like our show is.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all coming together there.
Maybe we knew.
Synergy.
Now, Jack, well, just before you came in, we were talking about celebrities that I'm fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to meet in some cases. You ever had any bad experiences with celebrities?
With a celebrity?
Yeah.
No, I've only ever had like sort of weird in encounters with celebrities. I did like a few interviews before. I used to work for Digital Spy for a little bit. I did a show for them, and the first red carpet interview I ever did was for the Hunger Games Catching Fire when that was coming out at the premiere. And the first guy I was going to talk to was the producer, and I was like, okay, the producer is not like a well-known face, like it'll be an easy one to get started with. And I was sort of preparing myself for that. And then he wanders over, and I'm like, okay, here we go, first interview. Hi, I'm Jack, can you come talk to us for a bit? And he went, I know you. And I was like, what? Where's this going? And then he told me that like he'd done a sort of seminar in New York and talked about film and how it's developing and not dying. And I made a video on the internet being like, film ain't dying, it's saturated with stuff and franchises and you know that sort of stuff, but it's not dying, there's still creative people. And he went, I use that. And you inspired me, and I was like, holy crap, what's going on here?
So you pretty much inspired the Hunger Games.
I mean, that was a video I made called I Inspired the Hunger Games, yeah. Because what happened there was that after I talked about that on Twitter and on YouTube and stuff, I sort of went, oh, that's that done, I've done it. And then sort of the press picked it up, like only small things, but people were just like, Jack Howard is name dropped as an inspiration for the Hunger Games.
Oh.
And I was like, no, that's not what happened, don't twist that.
You'll take it.
Yeah.
Dean, if you're listening, what have you inspired? Has Dean inspired the sequel to The Hunger Games? Or
I mean, I think Dean was the inspiration for the books for The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay, fair
so
enough.
He was the original inspiration.
Oh, okay, so your story's not as
interesting. Sorry to interrupt, we have had an email in from
email alert.
A Judith Brazier.
Oh!
Brazier. Just says, enjoying the show. Enjoying the show, Will's mum. Kiss, kiss.
That actually is my mom.
Cheers, Judith.
That actually is my mom. How long have you been working here, Will?
It's not long enough, Judith.
About a month.
She's just checking in.
Yeah. Will you be home for tea? Do you want peas or beans?
Jack D's round. That's waiting really, for his fish and fucking chicken.
That's really
I'm with Jack Howard, mum. Jesus Christ. Making it look weird.
Sorry, Jack.
Jack, we've got a little game coming up after the next song.
Sure.
Okay.
And basically, this weird little character to my left, Tom Norris, writes a play every week. And
of course he does.
I've never read it, and we're gonna
read it out. Do I get to play a character?
You do.
Oh,
you
this is the best.
You do.
This is the best.
I'll just have to tell you some details before we start it, so we're not gonna get there yet. But yeah, I want you to play one of the characters.
Brilliant. I promise not to read it until we have the chance.
Until sort of, there's a slight challenge to it, but I'll tell you that when we get there. It's going to be quite a risky one. I like it.
Is there a crow in this one?
There's sadly not a crow in this
one. Was there a crow in the last one?
In the last two.
In the last two?
Yeah, so I thought it was going to be a running theme, but it's not.
Sadly not, but you'll see why.
Shall we inform Jack on some of our jingles?
Yeah,
so this is the one I love. Play the ones that mug him off a bit.
Okay.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom Nice.
It's the other one.
For you?
Another one.
Alright. Fucking hell, alright. Jack Mate Show.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
And my response was this.
The Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris. Our radio.
That's the worst thing ever because I used to have quite like a big sort of jaw.
No, you didn't.
My hair wasn't always this fly, right?
This is radio, mate. You could be lying.
I am. So basically, I used to get compared to Boris Johnson a lot,
okay.
Which isn't the best comparison in the world. And then I had my teeth fixed, and now I get Gary Busey. What can I do?
I bet you've gone up in the world, though.
Is it? Boris to Busey.
I don't know if anyone's ever compared them to before.
Boris to Busey.
Tweet in.
Can we make that a segment? Boris to Busey.
That's a segment.
Oh God, Adam, do you want to speak? Because you keep walking in with water.
No, yeah. I can tell you actually. While Adam's in here, you were joking that I was a fanboy of Jack Howard, but
ooh.
Adam,
oh.
Yay. But Adam,
who isn't here?
Jack said, yeah, it's normal.
Jack said, Adam said, Jack, you were quite attractive. So,
oh, thanks very much.
Quite.
He's run off. I'll find him later.
So I was going to say, we've been doing good stories and bad stories. What was your worst job you've ever had, Jack? Have you always had quite the...
This is going to piss a lot of people off.
Oh, have you never had a bad
job? I've never had a job.
Oh.
I've only ever done what I do.
Yeah, but it is a job.
I've only ever sort of like... I've never ever had to get like a sort of weekend job or anything like that, because I sort of went from school to uni and, you know, I've never been shit with money, so I've always sort of like...
been tight.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Can I borrow a tenner? No, definitely not.
Is it your round, Jack?
And so I kind of did that, and then I like to think I worked hard enough to sort of like to just sort of not have to do that sort of stuff. Part of me sort of not wishes that I had to, but sort of me thinks, did I miss out on sort of creative inspiration by doing a really boring job to do something else or what? Like, I don't know, but like, I think I've just been so motivated to do what I do, I haven't really let anything slow me down.
I don't think you've missed anything, Jack, because back in 2010, my YouTube videos were like, they're doing all right. I was getting like more views than I've ever had.
Yeah.
And earning enough to live on, and then that sort of stopped. Well, don't know why.
YouTube!
And then I went to Bella Italia and was a waiter for about 6 months. Now I'm kind of back doing stuff like this, and I don't miss Bella Italia.
Of course you don't miss it, but like, has it obviously inspired you to sort of like work harder, I assume?
Yeah.
But like, and at the same, obviously I've never had that sort of moment happen, luckily, yet. But like, yet. It's inevitable.
Welcome to FUBA.
But yeah, like, I'm assuming that like when you were at Bella Italia as well, that, did you come up with some like ideas? Was there things that were happening around you that were like, this would be funny to watch in a thing or something like that?
Exactly. I mean, and like, not. I don't want to offend anyone out there. If you're doing one of those jobs and you love it, then
it's perfectly,
then fair play.
Or even if you have to do it, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I did. There was. I would go as far to say 75% of the time I did love the job, but because it's not what's embedded in me and probably yourself, this is what I'm all about. We're attention seekers. You know what I mean, we want to be heard. So I spent a lot of the time at Bella working out how to not do that, because I want to do other stuff. So I think if it wasn't for Bella and a job like that, then I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah. So that's what most people there would be doing.
I don't know, mate, because I mean, my cousin's been doing it for about 4 or 5 years and he's now been promoted to assistant manager. He loves it.
I would say as well, I think that some people who get stuck in jobs, like, I'm not going to make it a promotion thing for the series because I can't even talk about it, but the series is like inspired by people that I know and like my dad and things like that, who sort of do stuff because they have to do it and they don't really know what they want to do.
I
think a lot of people end up in jobs because they're like, this is easier now and I can just stay here and I'm comfortable. I can balance my life properly. I feel like there's a lot of that around.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing either. I think there's just that people sort of choose a comfortable path, and I think that people, you know, who really want to do a specific thing, if you want to do it enough, you're going to leave the thing you don't like to do it.
You
can talk forever, but it's all about the action of it.
But I think any job can be a shit job. If you go and do any job properly, it can be something that, you know, if you have ambition in that job, you can do well with it and make enough money.
I completely agree with you. There's creative jobs that some people would love. Like, I don't really like presenting to camera very much, and I've done some jobs like that before and I don't like them. I'm not going to name specific things, but I don't like doing it because it doesn't feel like me. And I do end up resenting it. So it's what I think. I agree with you. It depends on perspective, doesn't it?
Because as you're saying, like, so as I worked, used to be a runner on some shows, from that experience I started writing a script called We Are the Runners, based around a house of runners. So like, this is not me plugging it, this script has not been written.
It has been written, but you know,
but like, from that experience, I think it does help you for the writing process for a lot of things, because you do things and you think that could have been funny, or things that did happen that's amusing. So I think that life experiences do always help with all the writing process, definitely.
I completely agree.
I'd say that this is one of my most preferred jobs to date. I do.
You've only been here 2 weeks, mate.
Yeah, so. true. It could grind.
Well, this is the second episode.
Yeah. But how do you? I just love the whole plan inside of it and everything.
Like, right.
I never ever thought at school and uni and past years that radio would be a thing for me. I always thought I like being on screen, but I do enjoy radio. What about you? Do you love your
I do a lot of different stuff, and I love doing the radio thing, because for me, radio, I don't do a lot of the planning side. I like I
don't think in that way.
Right.
I like being on the radio because I just think it's a very relaxing creative process. It feels very in the moment. You haven't got a chance to go back and start things again. You know what I mean? Like, whereas
how's that relaxing?
Like, you've got that. Because for me, as a filmmaker, I'm a perfectionist, I just want to do stuff like over and over again. Yeah, so sure. I've got the right take. But for me, radio is like, oh, that moment's happened. It's gone now. Like, I've got to just carry on. Yeah. That for me is a much like a different experience than it is for like working in making TV or whatever it is that we do. And my preferred thing at the moment is the planning side of this show. Like the writing process for me has always been kind of dull, and I've always been like, okay, I've got to do this bit to get to the fun bit.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, like writing the show has been like a pleasure. Like, really? It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah. I don't know what's changed.
Do you think it's because you're working with more people now?
We are sort of like, it's a bigger thing. It feels like we've stepped it up. It feels like a progression. But Dean and I have also written it with a friend of ours called Paul Nisi, and that process has been like brilliant, because it sort of balanced it out. Because when there's two of you, if neither of you can have an idea, or if there's a problem that neither of you can see the end to, you just sort of get stuck there in silence, and then the atmosphere sort of dies, and then you don't feel fun and creative anymore.
Right.
Whereas when there's a third person, that's sort of like it never stops. Like, there's in every direction, there's always something happening.
And Paul's great, isn't he?
Paul's brilliant. He's absolutely fantastic, and he just got it straight away. And also he sort of made me work harder. Like, we all took different episodes to go, right, okay, let's write a first draft, and one morning I just at 8 a.m. got an email being like, here's the first draft of this. I was like, alright, that's what we're doing, is it? Right, okay, I've got all my game, because he's just written a draft already. Nice. So that's been really great. I've really enjoyed that.
It's a bit of a formal chat now. We're not used to this.
Let's throw in some jokes.
Well, my girlfriend just texted me and I thought, she might be giving me a bit of support, she might be expressing her love for Mr. Howard. It's just a picture of Gary Busey.
Are you sure it wasn't your phone just on selfie mode, just looking?
Jack, what song are you going for, mate?
What song am I going for?
Sam Smith.
Yeah, Sam Smith. Yeah, because I'm a massive fan of James Bond. I was a bit disappointed when this song came out, but the more I've heard it, the more I've really started to think it's actually quite a stunning piece of work.
I've not heard it yet, so let's do that.
I breathe when you're not here? I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this worth giving all up? How do I live? How do I breathe when you're not here? I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this worth giving all up? For you, I have to risk it all. 'Cause the
I want to point out that last bit of the song is not actually in the song. That was just...
That wasn't just me. Well, you know what, Sam? I can help you out here.
So, Jack, we've got a few tweets coming, actually, mate, after you retweeted it. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, nice one for that. Too many Jacks can't handle.
Yeah, how can you tell which one's which? We haven't thought about this.
Oh, shit. Get out.
What, were you telling Tom to get out? Just complicated.
Get out! Fuck off!
Oh, my mom's listening.
That's a lot of Jack in one place.
Sorry,
video
Judith.
Killed the radio star. There's an awkward conversation starter.
What?
I don't know, so we'll move on. Almost 3 a.m. in Australia, but still listening.
Look at that. That's dedication, isn't it?
Round of applause
Thank you,
for that.
Dream
is that the first Aussie listener you've had?
Yeah,
first Aussie listener.
Welcome. Make yourself at home. Have yourself a drink.
The only listener with that, Jack. The only listener. So we'll go into a bit of a game now that we always finish on.
It's not a game. It is artwork created by me for this weekly.
It's weird though. It's getting weirder every week.
Anyway, listen. I've written a jingle.
There's a quiver in his quills
and drama,
and he's gonna ride a thrill.
Attention and apostrophe.
Take you to faraway places, twisting trails. Pull up a pew for
Tom's tiles.
I'm off.
He's not off. He's back. Anyway, this is my tale of the week, and it's called The Chubby Little Porker and the Japanese Orca.
Oh.
Does the whole thing rhyme?
It does, Jack.
Oh, bollocks. So,
there's a little surprise for you. So I'm going to be the seahorse.
Okay.
Jack, you're going to be the orca.
Of course.
And that leaves you, Jack Dean, and you're going to be the chubby little porker.
I always get mugged off in these. Always.
So we'll start. There's a lot of... So just try and get into the... It's rhyming and you're blind reading it, so it's one of the, probably the hardest things you could probably do. But I'm sure you guys will be great.
Comedy gold.
Right.
Here we go.
Where are we in the world?
We are under the sea.
The chubby little porker and the Japanese orca.
I'm sure this is a bit
Turn
racist.
The bed up a bit. Don't do any accents. Just don't do
any accents. Yeah, that'll make it more racist. We're just four white guys in a room.
More racist. He's already assuming it's going to be very racist.
It's not. I assure you, it doesn't go anywhere like that. Anyway, so the title is Land. Deep beneath the waves, under all the coral, it's the most magical place, devoid of any moral. Where fishes come from miles around, eager for the view of human beings prancing round like a backward zoo. But the main exhibit, caught blimey, it's a corker. Every night sold out, Hurley, the chubby little porker.
Oh.
A fishbowl on his head, a ramshackle breathing aid. Despite the obvious cruelty, all the punters stayed. But today was different, unlike any other. John Locke, the seahorse, came, but he was undercover. Why was he undercover, you ask? Well, let me tell you lot. The seahorse was pure pro-human rights, and he hatched himself a plot to free the chunky bumpkin boy from his teeny tiny cage, patrolled by a Japanese orca with a tremendous rage. The escape. John Locke squeezed through the keyhole into where the lab was kept. The room stuck of what's its jam and salty tears the boy had wept. He swam over to the cage and said, "Hello, how do you do? Don't fear, as I'm here, and I've come to rescue you." It's not me doing you guys' voices. It sounds like I am, but I'm not. The boy stood there, open mouth wide, gawping like a gump. Cheesy dust adorned his cheeks, his torso, and his rump. You're Hurley.
I'm Hurley. What voice do you want?
Just a fat kid.
A fat kid. "Hello, Mr. Horsey. We'll have to make a move. The orca will be back real soon, and I doubt he would approve."
No shit, you chubby little porker.
"If we don't hurry up, then we'll both come to harm."
The seahorse looked at him and then in squid ink on
his arm.
What
are you saying? You can't even speak today, Tom.
Take a breath.
I'm just pumped up. Jack Howard's here. He's a writer.
Is this about animal cruelty?
No, human rights.
Because we don't want to lose Gervais as a listener.
No.
Gervais, stay tuned.
Do Hurley again, I'll do it.
If we don't hurry up, then we'll both come to harm.
The seahorse looked, and there in squid ink, a code on Hurley's arm.
Please be quick, John, or we'll both be through.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42. The cage door sprang open. Hurley fell onto his knees. The code was there all along, but you were preoccupied by cheese.
Is this still the right thing?
Are you following this at all?
I haven't got a clue what's happening, but no. I'm going with it. It's sort of like, it's a bit sort of vague, but I like sort of artistic form you're going for. Yeah, please continue.
I don't understand the Adam Tom. Out there doesn't understand. Are you following this?
No, he's not.
He's just mouthing
not.
No. Tell us what's happened so far.
Okay, so far there's a...
Hang on. Chill.
I think I've read it too fast, and I've read it away from the mic around here where you can't actually hear me, so that's probably not helped anyone. Basically, it's about a theme park underwater called Landland, where humans perform for animals. Did you not get that from all that?
No. Not a clue.
And basically...
That sounds like quite an interesting story, and yes. I had no idea this is what it was about. And
why should you make it even more complicated by trying to make it a poem?
Because I made the title rhyme with my co-writer, and then we're like, you know what, let's make all of it rhyme.
Two people have written this.
Two people.
That's even worse.
Who is the second writer?
He's an English teacher that lives in Sardinia.
Oh.
It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Joe.
An English teacher.
I wasn't making it up, that's what he is. That's
so shall we resume the play?
Yes. Nothing funnier than the truth.
I think it's going down really well.
Well, carry on.
Now that we know what the story's about, maybe I'll catch up.
Right, play the bed, Will.
Okay.
Are we still in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
I'll start from the cage door sprang open. This is where the seahorse has freed the chubby little porker. Just so everyone knows, the seahorse has freed the chubby little porker. Oh, there might be an orca lurking around. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Don't spoil it.
The cage door sprang open. Hurley fell onto his knees. The code was there all along, but he was preoccupied by cheese.
Be the quickest, John. I have an awful hunch. If we don't scupper from this place, we'll be the orca's lunch.
The battle.
Oh, fight music, cool.
Somewhere in the darkness, he had been getting lucky. The giant orca then appeared, as did a blushing guppy.
Right, what voice do you want me to do? Just my
You're
voice?
A mean guy.
Mean guy, okay, cool. Get away from him. Remove every single sucker. That boy's my cash cow. My fat little fucker. Sort of Ray Winston.
Nice. Oh, crumbs all around my lips and mouth. Crumbs.
Pay attention, you nitwit, or be around the orca's gums. The orca darted towards him, then with John in his sights.
I've had it with you, you sly seahorses, and your bloody human rights.
The orca grabbed John by his shiny white teeth. Put me down, you bulging brute. This instant, good grief. John looked at him with fear in his eyes, preparing himself to die. With great force into his blowhole, Hurley shoved a porkle pick pie.
A porkle pick pie!
It's hard!
Slow it down.
Take a breath.
With great force in his blowhole, Hurley shoved a pickled pork pie.
My hole! My hole! There's pig meat in my hole!
That's a soundbite.
Oh, that's what I was going to say!
The seahorse took a deep breath, inching nearer to his goal. Yeah, that's meant to rhyme with hole, but because there was a bit of joke between it, we lost the rhyme. Anyway, so back to the Caribbean.
So what's happened now?
So basically, you've just...
I think you've defeated the orca.
With a pork pie.
Yeah, you've shoved a pork pie in...
Your blowhole.
In his blowhole.
Okay.
Kind of that.
Animal cruelty.
So, at the ocean... As the orca flailed, its fishy self succumbing to the snack, the seahorse swam toward freedom, the porker on his back.
Oh, John Locke, freedom is close. I can taste it on my tongue.
Fat boy, please live your life whilst you still are young.
Oh, I can hardly wait to eat some cake and see my mother.
Well, I can hardly wait to eat some cake and see my brother. Seahorses can have families.
And cake.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit.
Hurley floated to the surface. Bright lights shone on his elation.
A rescue boat here just for me, my own personal salvation. Oh dear.
But sadly, this was not the case. This was the incorrect call. And with one crash, the boat went down, passengers and all. It wasn't actually an iceberg which pierced the impenetrable tank. It was, in fact, the chubby little porker, the true reason the Titanic sank. So if you didn't follow that, basically the chubby little porker popped up, and then the Titanic hit the chubby little porker and it sank. It wasn't an iceberg, and I shouldn't write rhymes because I read it really fast.
No, that was good. Round of applause.
No, come on.
So that was set in the early 1900s.
But we didn't know that, did we?
Right. That was the twist at the end.
You didn't need to know.
Why?
No,
why
it's a twist at the end. Yes. Have you ever seen the film Remember Me, starring Robert Pattinson?
No.
The sort of the ending of that film, spoilers if you don't want to know this, the ending of that is that he goes to work after he's fallen in love with this woman and that. I ain't seen this, but I've seen the ending. He goes to work, and then it turns out he works in the Twin Towers.
Oh, wow.
And then that happens.
I love that little story there got a better reaction than that.
So you hear that and you go, oh, that sounds like an interesting... It's not. It's out of fucking nowhere. It's
really?
Like, it's like not ever sort of like alluded to. It just happens.
What?
It's like, why is 9/11 about to happen? Why is that about to happen in this film?
That's exactly what I'm feeling towards this play. Has this got to be a weekly thing?
Come on. You've got to encourage the lads.
The next one went wrong.
Oh, well, I'm going to rip that up. And we will move on. Jack, thanks for coming in, mate. It's been
a pleasure. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
I really enjoyed being the orca most.
Good luck with your secret project.
Thank you very much, mate.
So, Will, do your thing. Play the jingles. This has been the Jack Mate Show on Foobar Radio. We'll see you again next week. Peace out, guys. See you later. Say bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Pet store, what's uppers? Salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chrome down mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, I can't be on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. In the bank, and a bad little mama with dirt on my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick that, snuck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband, dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Past the heartbeat, Dookie on the Ducati. Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman, got them. Man, everybody got Bugattis. But I'ma keep a hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack and cop a Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody. Hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my scrotum's almost dragging up on the concrete. My seat is leather. I ride them line, it's pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need an Uber. You don't need a cab. Or get a bus pass. You got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair. Very rare. Mom jeans on her dairy. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a player.
Downtown, 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 downtown. She has her arms around your waist. You're the balance that you keep her safe.
It's me, the M, the A, C, the K. Sounded like a French pimp bump back in the day. I take her to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, ollie, ollie, oxen free. I'm perusing down forth and they watching me. I do a headstand, an eagle lands on my seat. Well, hello, but baby, the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you. Give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view. Wonderful view. There's layers to this ish player. Tiramisu.